Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Shoeless Joe by W.P. Kinsella. Dedication for Olive Kinsella and Margaret Elliott, for Ethel Anderson, in memory of John Matthew Kinsella, 1896 to 1953. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream of things that never were, and say, why not? Bobby Kennedy. Chapter 1. Shoeless Joe Jackson Comes to Iowa. My father said he saw him years later playing in a 10th-rate commercial league in a textile town in Carolina, wearing shoes and an assumed name. He'd put on 50 pounds, and the spring was gone from his step in the outfield, but he could still hit. Oh, how that man could hit! No one has ever been able to hit like Shoeless Joe. 3 years ago at dusk on a spring evening, when the sky was a robin's egg blue and the wind as soft as a day-old chick, I was sitting on the veranda of my farmhouse in eastern Iowa when a voice very clearly said to me, "If you build it, he will come." The voice was that of a ballpark announcer. As he spoke, I instantly envisioned the finished product I knew I was being asked to conceive. I could see the dark squarish speakers, like ancient sailors' hats, attached to aluminum-painted light standards that glowed down into a baseball field, my present position being directly behind home plate. In reality, all anyone else could see out there in front of me was a tattered lawn of mostly dandelions and quack grass that petered out at the edge of a cornfield perhaps 50 yards from the house. Anyone else was my wife Annie, my daughter Karen.